Jesus, I love my that if I send a year and the eternal thing, oh, be good is dear for throwing, Jesus dear, and gave me, silly trouble, and it's a showing, thanks to blood. Ben ewigly, berg mich in den Lebensstürmen, bis vollen, das ist mein Lauf, führe mich zum Siegerlaufen, nimm dann meine Seele auf, oh wie gut ist dir Vertrauen. Jesus, dear, ergebig mich, selig drauben, dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich. Andere Zuflucht hab ich keine, sagen hab ich nur auf dich. Lass, oh, lass mich nicht alleine, heure Herr und stärke mich. Oh, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesus dir ergebe ich mich, selig drauben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben. Ewigly, nur zu dir steht mein Vertrauen, dass kein Himmel mich erschreckt, mit den Schatten deiner Flügel, sei mein wehrlos Haupt bedeckt. Oh, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesus, dir ergebe ich mich, selig drauben, dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben, ewiglich. Gnade um Gnade, Palästina, sind in dir, oh Jesus mein, lass die Heilung mich bestreben, nimm mir reinig mich allein. Oh, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesus dir ergebe ich mich, selig trauben, dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben, ewiglich. Du bist ja des Lebens Quelle, die den Durst auch ewig still. Sei der Born in meinen Herzen, der zum ewigen Leben quillt. Oh, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesus, dir ergebe ich mich, selig drauben, dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich. I care not today what tomorrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine and rain. The Lord I know will lift over everything, and all of my worry in vain. Living my faith with Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love. From all I'm saved, sheltering I'm living my faith, and feel no alarm. Though tempest may blow and the storm clouds arise, obscuring the brightness of life, I'm never alarmed at the overcast skies, the master looks on in the strife. Living my faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love. From all harm safe in His sheltering arm, I'm living my faith and feel no alarm. I know that He safely will carry me through, no matter what evils betide. Why should I then care though the tempest may blow, if Jesus walks close to my side? Living my faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love. From all harm safe in His sheltering arm, I'm living my faith and feel no alarm.
Our Lord will return to His earth some sweet day. Our troubles will then all be o'er. The Master so gently will lead us away beyond that blessed heavenly shore.
Living my faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love. From all harm safe in His sheltering arm, I'm living by faith and feel no alarm. There is a place I read about in God's holy word. It's built upon the mountainside, the New Jerusalem. The walls around that city are
in layers of pure jewel.
12 gates along the wall, and every one a single pearl. The glory of that city would blind the human eyes. More glorious still will be the face of Jesus Christ the King. In garments pure and white as snow will gather round the throne. And join the saints of yesterday in singing home sweet home. Inside the city walls I'm told are mansions of pure gold. Where death is vanished for all time, we'll never more grow old. We'll walk beside the river with the lion and the lamb. All worries will be gone and every pain be left behind. The glory of that city would blind the human eyes. More glorious still will be the face of Jesus Christ the King. In garments pure and white as snow we'll gather round the throne. And join the saints of yesterday in singing home sweet home. Inside the city walls I'm told are mansions of pure gold. Where death is vanished for old time, we'll never more grow old. We'll walk beside the river with the lion and the lamb. All worries will be gone and every pain be left behind. The glory of that city would blind the human eyes. More glorious still would be the face of Jesus Christ the King. And garments pure and white as snow will gather round the throne. And join the saints of yesterday in singing home sweet home. I need no mansion here below, for Jesus said and I could go to a home beyond the clouds not made with rain. Oh, won't you come and go along? We will sing the sweetest song ever played upon the harp in glory lane.
When burdens come so hard to bear
that no worldly friend can share, tears drive away the smiles and leaves my heart in pain, then my Lord from heaven above speaks to me in tones of love, wipes the tears away and makes me smile again. I need no mansion here below, for Jesus said that I could go to a home beyond the clouds not made with hands. Oh, won't you come and go along? We will sing the sweetest song ever played upon the harps in glory land. Oh, the thought to me is sweet that my loved ones I shall meet at the ending of the journey here below. Seems I hear their voices blend in a world without an end. I won't worry when the time shall come to go. I need no mansion here below, for Jesus said and I could go to a home beyond the clouds not made with rains. Oh, won't you come and go along? We will sing the sweetest song ever played upon the harp in glory land. When Jesus comes to claim his own, I will move to my sweet home. I'll walk and talk with him upon the streets of gold. A mansion there is waiting me. Soon its beauty I will see in that city where we never shall grow old. I need no mansion here below, for Jesus said and I could go to a home beyond the clouds not made with rain. Oh, won't you come and go along? We will sing the sweetest song ever played upon the harps in glory lane. Everybody's welcome. It's very simple. I wish everybody would see what you and I are seeing.
Mm-hmm.
See, we're still plugged into the eternal life,
mm-hmm.
eh? You, when you listen to these churches out there, they're not plugged in
mm-hmm.
to eternal life. And whatever they say has no value.
Mm-hmm.
They can yap away all they want. In fact, they're really anointed of the devil, but it's a demonic anointing. Like Korah. He was anointed. Man, that guy could speak.
Mm-hmm.
And the sad thing today, these people in these pulpits, they can really speak.
That's
but see, they're not connected to that eternal source.
Mm-hmm.
You and I, we're connected to the foundation of the apostles, the prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. We're connected. we're still interconnected through that prophet, through that angel, through the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, the things we see, they're eternal.
That's right.
They're like, eternal values.
That's right. Like even Paul, like when he was speaking to the Galatians, you know, these churches, they had it, you know, and then he came back and he said, "Who bewitched you?" And now that's what really, what when you look at it, it's a bit like, who had bewitched you? That's like what happened back in the wilderness. These people had bewitched the people.
Yeah.
That is, they're the ones that are called of God, when Moses and Aaron were the ones that were called of God. And the same way with these Galatians, they all of a sudden they had bewitched them, these Galatians people, and they were going back to the law instead of the grace and the salvation that had been given to them, you know. And the same way with all these denominational churches out there, they have some kind of a charisma that bewitches people.
People are fooled by Satan's anointing.
They are.
A lot more attractive than any Christian ever thought of being. It's all throughout the Bible. If you only open up your eyes and see that King Herod, he was anointed of the devil, and the whole crowd at one voice, "Oh, there's the God speaking." Because he was anointed of the devil. And he didn't give God the glory. You know, when you anointed of the Lord, you give God the glory. Well, he took the glory to himself. The proof is in the pudding right there. And we're, like I say, when we sing these songs, you can be rest assured, we're interconnected to that eternal source. Apostle and prophet Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. The Hutterites, when they sing these songs, they're only connected to Yakabuder. He's their, and Andreas Zerapa, these are their cornerstone. These are their foundation.
Yeah.
They're antichrist. They sing the song, and Satan has hijacked the whole Christianity. And see, we're the two lone voices in the wilderness trying to keep a line on the truth, and we know we're right, you know, we because, like I say, we're interconnected to that angel that spoke to the vocal cords of Brother Branham and Brother Jack. That's one long stream right from way back billions of years ago when God made that blueprint. The stream keeps going. I know of a stream, revising and strong. We sing that song in spirit and truth, and they have eternal value.
Right.
And other than that, the Hutterites and all these religionists, they sing these songs too, but there's no sting to it. There's no eternal value in it because they're not interconnected to the source. They don't have the thing about God sent the prophet. They don't believe that. In fact, they're going to make sure nobody ever finds it. Liebe Schwester, sei willkommen, Hannenkel sei dir geben. Jesus hat die Hand genommen, eine Jahr hei dir bereit. Liebe Schwester, sei willkommen, Hannenkel sei dir geben, Jesus hat die Sinn gewiesen, und ein so hat dir bereit. Sei
willkommen,
sei willkommen bis zur frohen Ewigkeit, sei willkommen, sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. Liebe Schwester, geh in Frieden mit uns hier in dieser Zeit. Glück und Heil sei dir beschieden, darum so sei doch bereit. Liebe Schwester, geh in Segen, mehr uns hier in dieser Zeit. Bleibe stets auf Gottes Wegen, Seid zum Leiden doch bereit. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, bis zur Ewigkeit. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, bis zur Ewigkeit. Liebe Schwester, sei stets wache, den hast du gelobet hast, und trag wie ein guter Acker Früchte für die Ewigkeit. Bleib in allem abgeschieden, lieb nicht mehr die Eitelkeit, such den Eintracht, such den Frieden, flieh trägen sie herein. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, bis zur Freiwilligkeit. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, bis zur Freiwilligkeit. Sind wir dort vorne Throne, wo die Krone uns bereit, wo uns Jesus Gottes Sohne allewig uns befreit. O drum werde doch nicht müde, hier in dieser Leidenszeit. Dort singt ja die Schar der Liebe, froh und frei von allen Leid. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, bis zur Ewigkeit. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, bis zur Ihre Freistatt für die Seele, den auch Jesus Wunden ein. Lieb ich auch zu Noahs Arche, Zuflucht sind und nicht verweilt. Amen, Amen, sei willkommen, allen waren wir bereit. Dir zu wünschen mit den Frommen Friede, Freude, Seligkeit. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, bis zur Freiheit. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, bis zur Freiheit.
Everybody's welcome. That's the only time, actually, that song was applicable. It's right now, it's been applicable over the centuries. But see, over the years, they've been singing that song. Mm-hmm. But like I say, it has no meaning. It's just a song. But now it carries a meaning because everybody lines up with Revelation. Whosoever will let him come. You were invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And all you need to do is believe what we're trying to tell you here. That's the last chapter for mankind. You could reject it if you want, but it's to your demise. That's why we're doing what we're doing. We're not doing our own thing. And God takes it, and then at least he's got something to work with, because he says, my words will not return void. These is all God's program. We're just tagging along. That's all we're doing. And then once it's his word, he can take it and then he anoints it in the hearts of the people. It's just that simple. My words will not return void. And then these songs, he can take them and he can anoint them. And the person's heart, he don't even know what happened. It's just somehow something happened. out of your belly will come flowing rivers of living water. That's what he told that woman at the well, because she was all of a, now she's plugged into that source. Back in the day when Jesus went to visit her up at that well, he says, he told her, if you drink the water that I'll give you, will flow out in your belly rivers of living water. And it's the same. This is that same stream. Jesus is not here, but we're here. And he said, we're just doing what he tells us to do. It's just that simple. We're just continuing on with the program. Where are you going to find anybody that'll tell you about God sending a prophet? Mm-hmm. Where are you going to find anybody that'll tell you where we are in time? There are just donkeys out there, just beat their gums together, trying to get rich. Like the Bible says, in the end time, they'll make merchandise out of you. What's merchandise? Something to make money with. That's mm-hmm. all they're doing. People need to smarten up and we smell the roses.
That's what this age is all about. It's having followers and making money.
Yeah, they got TV programs and everything behind it all. Behind it all, they want your money. And the beauty of the lily, Christ was born across the sea, with the glory of his blood that transfigures you and me. As he died to make us holy, let us die to make all free, while God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
His truth is marching on. The truth will set you free. As he died to make men holy, let us die to make men free. That's what we're doing. We're dying to ourselves so people can have a truth. What did it cost? It cost us everything to bring forth the truth.
Mm-hmm.
We had to be terminated from these cults before we could even find the truth. We'd still be at that cult. We wouldn't know what we're saying here. Mm-hmm. We had to be terminated, had to be ousted, had to be shunned to find this truth. That is, as he died to make us all, let us die to make all free. We tell people the truth. That costs you nothing. And we love doing it because it's about the Father's business.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, to do thy will, O God, I do it gladly. That's what keeps us motivated. About the Lord's business. Not about us. We just enjoy it, eh? No greater joy than to be about the Lord's business. Go to Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And there's so much in there, you know, like that, something like, that word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. That word has guided us. That word has led us. That word, it's that word. It's everything else is a secondary item. And that's our motivating factor. And that word will never let you down. Jesus said, my word, they are life and they are spirit. And that's why we're doing what we're doing. They're in a joy unspeakable, full of glory. If you can only get yourself to a place where you're sold out to the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is in that. Like we've been repeating it over and over again about seek ye first the kingdom of God. That's the Word. The Word is a light unto my pathway. And man does not live by bread alone, but by every word. And we stepped into that scripture, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And that kingdom of God, Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. If you come into this world, you're born in sin, ship in iniquity. Come into this world, speak a lie. That kingdom of God is not yet in you. That kingdom of God becomes in you when along the road alive, Jesus comes by your way, just like it says over in Revelation chapter 3. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And all he does that to every human being on the face of this earth. Mm-hmm. If he has not come to you to knock on your door and he wants entrance, then you need to cultivate a contrite spirit and a broken heart, and he will come because the Bible says, there again, it's that word. That word that kept in my heart and I not sin against you. If you have a contrite and a broken spirit, he will eventually come to you and he will knock on your heart and he will ask for entrance. Just exactly what the Bible says. Behold, I'll stand at the door and knock. Every human being throughout your life, Jesus comes and knocks and tries to get entrance so that you can have that abode with him. That's what God said. The kingdom of God is within, and once you open up your heart, like I was telling you sometime back in 19, prior to 70, back in the 70s, 69, 70, I remember for two years, I was under tremendous conviction, for 2 years, that I cultivated the broken heart of the spirit, that the Lord came by my way, and he asked, and I invited him in, and he gave me eternal life. And then, from then on, the kingdom of God is within you. Exactly what the Bible says. The kingdom of God is within you. But it can't be in you until you make the commitment. It's just that simple. Every human being, but see what they do. What people do, they turn it away. They close their heart. They don't want to have nothing to do with Jesus. And then Jesus has to go somewhere else. But you got to invite them in. You got to let them into your life, into your heart. Then and only then is the kingdom of God within you. Then and only then, and then that scripture is activated. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Like I say, it's not in you when you're born in this world. You got to seek it, and you got to seek it with a contrite heart and a broken spirit. And then once you got that, and then it says, and his righteousness. And the only righteousness that there isn't any of us. There is no righteousness in none of us. Because how can any filthy rag produce any righteousness? Mm-hmm. All you become is another piece of garbage, another religious zealot and all that garbage. The only righteousness in the eyes of God is to believe the message for your day. It's always been that way back in the days of Abram. Abram believed God and it was reckoned to him for righteousness. We've been repeating it over and over again, but you're dealing with a deceived system, with a deceived world, with a world that had been brainwashed from Satan and from these tugs and these pulpits. Satan has hijacked Christianity back in Nicaea, Rome. He took that Christianity, water baptism, the new birth. The new birth back then was repenting because they asked Peter on the day of Pentecost, what must we do to be saved? Peter gave him the formula, repent. And be baptized by immersion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin, and then you'll have received the gift of the Holy Spirit, and then the Holy Spirit will lead and guide you into all truth. That's exactly what he's done with you and me. And see what Satan did. And he came along and he hijacked and stole that new birth with a diabolical satanic Trinity water baptism at Nicaea, Rome. See, we know the history. We know exactly what we're talking about. That's what happened at Nicaea, Rome. Satan took that water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ at Newburgh, and he carbon copied it, and there the churches throughout the Dark Ages, they'd be feeding the people with that diabolical, counterfeit, satanic Christianity, whatever you want to call it. And then they coerce these Hutterite young people when they each have accountability. They coerce them into going through this false baptism. It's false Christianity. They put hands on you. They lay hands on you, and they pray that your name is now written in heaven. Well, your name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world. Not when you went up and with that phony diabolical baptism that the Hutterites have and these cults have. That's not when your name was written.
And according to the scriptures, according to my Bible, your name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world. And if you don't believe, go read back in Ephesians 1 where we were predestinated. You and my name were written in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world. Just that simple. Don't believe these tongues. That Hutterite thing has been stolen, it's been hijacked, it's a camouflage thing, it does not work. I tell you, don't get me going on that thing, but what I'm trying to say here today is this, the word, the man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And Jesus said, my word, their life and their spirit. And all we're doing, we're just transmitting what the Lord puts on the heart today. And today he wants us to talk about exactly what we're saying here. The man does not live by bread alone. And then we go back to that. We're prime examples of that. Because we have been born again back in the day when we invited Jesus into our heart, when he came by, my way. You can go out there and you can pray all you want. You can follow that charismatic stream, but you're not born again until the Lord Jesus comes and asks for entrance. Well, exactly what the Bible says. Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man or any woman will open up when I come knocking, then we will come into him, and I will sup in him, and he will be there is your new birth. Then and only then is that scripture fulfilled. Seek you first the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is within you. And then you seek the righteousness for you today. That's what you and I did. We sought, and we finally found it through the ministry of Brother Branham. That was the righteousness beckoning for our day at that time when I found all that. Brother Jackson was preaching. He was the righteousness, that truth that he preached for 40 years, that was the righteousness of my day. And I accepted it, I believed it, and then it said, all these things will be added unto you. All of a sudden, things begin to happen in my life. All of a sudden, the Lord tells us to go into the showroom and buy a brand new truck. Now, don't worry about paying for it. Then he tells us, we weren't even looking for a car. We just sometimes drove down to the dealer, and here he moved enough to buy an electric car. And all the same thing happened with his house here. One day he woke me up at 5 o'clock. You weren't even looking for a house. He woke me up at 5 o'clock, and I saw a missile shooting here at this end of town. And I went in the morning, I went and looked, and I saw a for sale sign out here on the house. And I called you up, and I said, Lorraine, are you looking for a house? Not really. I'm renting right now. Well, I said, there's a house here for sale. Maybe you should come and look at it. Well, before the day was out, he pretty well owned the house. That's how the Lord is. He said he will add on to it. I didn't have to go looking for it. The Lord woke me up and did exactly what I said. And then, before you know it, you had a house. That said, we still got it. That's a house that God gave you because he said he will add on to because we got exactly that scripture was activated. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And it's righteousness, and then when we come to the truth for our day, all these things will be added unto you. Plus, mm-hmm. Plus, joy unspeakable, full of glory, safety, 24-hour bodyguards, everything that you need for daily living. It's just that simple. Heavenly Father, we just want to come into your presence, Lord, to give you thanks for this another day of life, for the many things you do for us, Lord, most of all, Lord, that you've allowed us to find your word. Found the truth for today, Lord, and is eternally grateful, Lord. I just pray we'll never take it for granted or think that you owe us a living or anything like that. We just pray you just help us to be faithful and true to what you've called us to be, Lord. Open the hearts of the people that they might receive the very same thing we're seeing, that they know they can put their trust in your word, Lord. We just pray you lift that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And that there's so much in that word, like, no matter where you open up the Bible, like there's a lot of people that I was thinking yesterday, they, when some of their loved ones die, you know, somebody that's close to them, well, the Bible has an answer to that too. It says, those that have wives, as if they didn't have wives. Those that have the things of this world, well, the things of this world are taken away from you, like through a tremendous tornado went
down to the Midwest there, and then people lose everything. And says that those that possess these things of this world, as if they did. It's a secondary item. Then when these catastrophes come, or somebody dies in your family, and then because it's not your priority, then see, the word of God is true. That those that have wives, as if they didn't have any wives. Those that have husbands, as if they didn't have any husbands. That it's a secondary item, as long as you have Jesus underneath are the everlasting arms. And like I said, you lose your home is a secondary item, and then when your home is taken away from you, the bottom doesn't drop up. That's what I'm trying to say here. Because no matter who dies or who doesn't die, because everything gets close to you, even if it's your children, if they die, they're a secondary item, because your prime thing is the Lord Jesus Christ. If you have him, you got everything else.
Yeah, it's really.
And that's what the Bible always has has your back. That's what I'm trying to say.
It's basically having your priorities right. If you if Jesus is your all in all, you know, when these things come about, death or loss and these things, then, you know, they don't affect you, because your priorities are right. You have put your all in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will see you through, like even in pain and in sorrows and sickness. I know, like, I loved my mom, like my parents and stuff like that, but I made Jesus Christ my all in all. Mm-hmm. And then when they passed away, like my mom passed away, I had such a wonderful time in the Lord, because I knew she went over to a better place, and gave me such great comfort, you know, because the death is really nothing, you know. When you look at death, you pass from this life over on to like life eternal, and that's where the blessing lies, you know, knowing that this is where your parents go, you know, and instead of suffering, you know, and then because they're at a better place, and you know, but if you put your priorities right, you will have that assurance. But if you don't, a lot of people, they grieve for years and they never find any relief from it, you know. Mm-hmm. I know a lady, she grieves over her dad that died from cancer, you know, because the priorities aren't right, you know. The Lord Jesus Christ isn't the one there that can comfort you, and you haven't made him your all in all.
It's all very simple. Like, we're just trying to lay it out there, because you and I, we're still connected to the source. It's so important to be connected to exactly what Jesus said back when he was here, before he went up to Calvary. He said, this is going to be eternal life, that they will believe on them whom I will send. And anything outside of that jurisdiction, anything outside of that chapter, anything outside of that channel, and it's going to lead you astray, because Satan will infiltrate it. That's why he said, this is going to be eternal life, that they believe on them whom I will send. And he made a very clear, crystal clear blueprint right there. And he said, and he sent these seven angels back in the book of Revelation when he met John Hyde out on the island of Patmos. John turned around, he saw Jesus standing there with seven stars in his right hand. And then he goes on to the seven stars that you saw in my right hand, they're the seven angels to the seven church ages. And then down to the great age, for 2,000 years, these angels have kept people on course. As long as you believe that church age, which was inspired by that angel, and then that angel took the vocal cords of Apostle Paul, and then all those that believed the Apostle Paul back in the day, they had eternal life. It's just that simple. And then from Buswell, we go into the second church, there come my reigners. And those that were hanging on to what Irenaeus had to say, because it was really that angel that anointed Irenaeus to take a stand against all the false doctrine that were coming about, people like Polycarp and all the people that stood with Irenaeus, that stood with the truth, and there they all had eternal life. Mm-hmm. And it just keeps on going throughout the graces, and here we are in the church, hey, to Laodicea, that angel took the vocal cord of William Branham, and then the program continues on, and then whoever believed back in the day when Brother Branham was here, they had eternal life. And via the scriptures, not what I said, that's what Jesus said. This is going to be eternal life, that they believe in them, and anybody out there that preaches contrary, like along come the Billy Graham, there's no eternal life of what Billy Graham said. And the same thing with Jimmy Swagger. There's no eternal life in what Jimmy Swagger said, because they knew God sent Brother Branham. They knew all about it, but they did everything they could to prove him wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
and,
yeah.
But then when Brother Branham left the scene, along come all these Branhamites, and then God had a chapter and a channel where he's going to continue on, and he continued on with Raymond M. Jackson. It's just that simple. We just somehow tapped into it by the grace of God. We knew Brother Jackson was that chapter, and those that were connected, interconnected, to that chapter, they had eternal life back in the day when Brother Jackson was preached here. And then Brother Jack goes off the scene, and then all these wannabes, they started preaching, and but they're not connected to the source. You and I are the only two people that come out from under the umbrella of Raymond M. Jackson that are still connected to the source. And if you can get yourself to believe, not what I say, it's what the scripture says, you are going to have eternal life if you can only get yourself to a place where you can believe what we're trying to tell you here for the last 30, 40 years, because we're connected to the source. The Lord will honor his word, and he'll do exactly for you what he did for us. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The righteousness is the knowledge of it, the message for your day. You're going to see out of your belly will come flowing rivers of living water, because you're part of that stream now. If I sign and storm, I don't know how simple I can put it. You're trying to beat our gums here together forever today, trying to tell people the simplicity of the gospel. See, there's voices out there. There's the devil, as his seducing spirit, his doctrines of devils, and he's got these people in these pulpits that are out there to make sure you'll never find the real thing. These Hutterite preachers, they don't even know what they're talking about. That Leonard, he's not even born again. He's not even connected. They're just connected to Satan's sources. Like I said, they go back as far as Yakabuter. That's their source. And that the Yakabuter and these people, they were just antichrist, the same as it was back in the early church after Paul said, after our departure, they'll come. And then they came and tried to muddy up the picture. And before you know it, they had that whole thing so confused that they had to bring in Constantine to settle the score. And then when he was done, 325 A.D., he introduced to the human race the diabolical satanic water baptism and the title of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That's what the churches out there, they build their thing on. They build it on a diabolical satanic church. That's all it is. That's the birth of the Roman Catholic Church. The Hutterites are just as Roman Catholic as anything. They got their pope. They don't call him a pope, but they call him an elder. They got their confession booth. Exactly what the Catholics do. I know we keep repeating ourselves, because you have to repeat yourself, because people just don't get it. And, but see, we got the truth, and we're telling people the truth. It's the truth that will set you free. As he died to make us holy, let us die to make men free. What's going to set them free? It's the truth. You know that whole Hutterite Brigham and Rome, it's built on a lie. They get up, and then they call the Friedens Herren, you know. And they say, leave men free. They're not brothers. They're just Hutterites. Because they come to a brother is somebody that's been born again, brought with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a brother and a sister of the Lord. But see, they're born in there, and then they go through this baptism rigmarole, and Satan has hijacked it, and then they pretend they're brothers and sisters. They're not. They're just Hutterites. Same with the Amish. They're just Amish people.
The same with the Society of Brethren. They're just Society of Brethren people. They're not connected. They're not born again. It's just that simple. And all we're doing, we're just trying to take the covers off it and tell you it's all built on a lie from Satan, introduced by Satan, because as while men slept, Satan creeps in and he pollutes it and he hijacks true Christianity and he brings out this camouflage thing. Pile of garbage, that's all it is.
Like, God never has, like, when he told Noah to build an ark, that was a way out of the flood. That was God's provided way to be rescued from judgment that God's going to send on this earth. And he told Noah, like, that was the word of God that came to Noah, and he built an ark according to God's word. And he had that provided way there, and people, whoever believed, was on that ark, and they, obviously people didn't believe. And that's the same way here. God has a provided way. When the grace age set in, he had a message for people. He had the righteousness for their day and hour. In the same way here in the Laodicea church hour, God had a provided way. Like, he had a prophet here on earth to bring the message to what is needed for our day and hour, because of the conditions around us, what we will need in order to make it out of this age that we're living in. Just like Noah found grace in the eyes of God, and he and God provided a way out of that flood. He instructed Noah to build an ark, and those that believed were on that ark. And that's the same way here in the Laodicea church hour. God provided a way. He gave a prophet, and he gave then an apostle in order to prepare us for what is coming. That was God's message for our day. Now, those people who do not, that are not on that boat of that message, they're gonna have to go through that tribulation, and it's just like there is only one message that will take you out to the marriage supper of the Lamb, and the rest will have to go through the tribulation period. And so if people don't believe that, then that's they're gonna have to go through that hour of judgment.
Oh, we're just doing what the Lord and inspired us to do before the foundation of the world. He took me out of that compound, and then he led me and directed me to the truth for my day. And the minute I found out God sent the prophet, I embraced it with a passion. And all the while, the Lord was preparing us for what we're doing here today. When you heard about a prophet, when you got the book, the church age book, you embraced it with a passion, and it did something to your soul. And as time went on, he brought us together, and now the two of us, all we're doing, we're putting out his invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Liebisch rest of Seibel coming. Now that song is applicable. Everybody is welcome, whosoever will, let him come, whosoever hear it, let him say come, whosoever has, blessed is he that has been invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. That is the only thing from here on out that will take you out of this hell that's coming. The day of the Lord, the tribulation, the whole world is up in arms. Wars and rumors of war, earthquakes and every description. And the people just keep kicking the can down the road like there was no tomorrow. But see, all we're doing, we're sending out the final warning. That's our job, and we do it gladly, and it doesn't cost nobody nothing, because we went to work for 20, 30 years and saved up enough money that we can do all this for free. Nobody has to pay nothing. It says it's all free. Come and drink out of the waters of life freely. That's why it's so free. It's for everybody. That only get themselves to a place if they can only get the place where they can believe what we're saying to be true. Don't worry about the Leonards. Don't worry about the Arnolds from Akita. They're just sent then to terrorize people, to keep people away from the truth.
He'll never do nothing for your soul.
Yeah, they don't have the message for your day and hour. That's why they cannot help you. If the only one that can help you is when you fall into the message for what God has. Like the word of God, everything that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Like God had a prophet here on earth. That is the message that God had, that righteousness, in order to help people in the day and hour that we're living in, to help people out of judgment that's coming, because this world is going into judgment, just like that first world went into judgment there and in the days of Noah at the flood there. This is a time of judgment too. That's why God sent the prophet, so that if people believe it and go on that ship that God has for our day and hour, that will be carried through to safety. And people that don't would have to go through the judgment that God has. It's just a principle of God. If people do not heed God's warning, then the judgment comes. And then people will just have to go through that.
Even to that, we're just sending a warning out. Mm-hmm. All our resources is gone in for one simple thing. To warn the people here in these closing days of time. It's a foolproof system. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I don't sin against. Thy word is a light unto my pathway, and then a lamp unto my feet, and a light to my pathway. And then all that is, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and its righteousness. It's all about the word of God. Mm-hmm. And all we're doing, we're telling people what happened in the church, she, the Laodicea, God sent the prophet. And that prophet, then that angel, and that angel took the vocal cord of William Branham, and then because he later sees such a deceptive hour that he couldn't afford to have a gap in between, Brother Branham was still here, and Brother Jackson took over. Already while he was here, there was no gap in between. And Brother Jackson took over and led the people on to the next truth. The truth keeps marching on, and then when Brother Jackson left the scene, the Lord was looking around for somebody that's faithful and true to the word of God, that will not take glory for himself, that will just simply do what the Lord tells him to do. And he found you and I faithful to continue on with the program. All we're doing, we're telling the people what happened to the church, and the church changed the leader. God sent the prophet. And we have nothing to lose. We have nothing to gain. All we're about, we're doing, and we're about the Lord's business. Mm-hmm. Just that simple.
That's right.
That simple.
Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, Lord, and we just want to help people to understand that you have a provided way for every generation according to your word, Lord. And those people that will believe, Lord, you will make a way for them. And you've done it for every generation, Lord, that you have a way according to your word, Lord. And people that will believe it, you will make sure that they will have an expected end, Lord. So we just pray for people, help them to realize the seriousness, the hour of time we're living in, Lord, where there's all this evil that surrounds us, and people don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, because everything is in such a very fragile state all around the world, Lord. The markets, the economy, everything is very fragile because of the day and hour we're living in. And it says it will say peace and safety and sudden destruction will come. And we know according to your word, and your word is true, Lord, that it will be just like that. Just like in the days of Noah. One day everything was good, and then that rain started coming. And that's the same way in this hour. You sent a prophet to warn people of what is coming, but you also, in that warning, provided people with a way to escape that judgment that's coming. We're just letting people know that. We just pray, Lord, that you will evoke in them a seriousness of the time we're living in and the judgment that's coming. So we give you thanks, Lord, that you have warned us and you provided a way, Lord, to escape all that will come on the face of this earth, Lord. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.